From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Vanessa Trump, the wife of Donald Trump Jr., was hospitalized early Monday as a precaution. She had opened a letter containing an unidentified white powder. Initial tests indicate the substance was not dangerous. The daughter-in-law of President Trump opened the letter at her New York City apartment. It was addressed to her husband. Police said she felt ill after opening the letter and called emergency workers, adding she was coughing and felt nauseous. Officials said a decontamination unit went to the Midtown Manhattan apartment. The U.S. Senate voted 97-1 late Monday to begin an extensive debate on immigration reform. As partisan differences swiftly emerged on the scope and substance of what lawmakers hope to see in a final package, days of freewheeling debate are expected as a deadline draws near for hundreds of thousands of young immigrants brought illegally to the United States as children. The president has proposed granting them a path to eventual American citizenship, something backed by large majorities of lawmakers from both political parties. But he has also insisted on building a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border, reducing the number of legal immigrants America accepts, and prioritizing newcomers who have advanced work skills. The president on Monday unveiled his long-awaited $1.5 trillion plan to tackle the nation's crumbling infrastructure. He met with state and local officials to discuss it. The plan would aim to turn $200 billion in federal funds, with another $1.3 trillion in state, local, and corporate funds. This is VOA News. The United States wants detained foreign fighters being held by the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces to be turned over to face justice in their home countries. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is expected to raise the issue during a meeting in Italy with other members of the coalition fighting ISIS in Iraq and Syria. Sabina Castelfranco has more from Rome.
Mattis arrived in Rome for talks on the war against the Islamic State terrorist group and what to do with thousands of detainees being held by the Syrian Democratic Forces, the SDF. Hundreds are foreign fighters, and Mattis is expected to tell defense ministers from the coalition fighting the IS they must take responsibility for the foreign fighters from their countries. Foreign fighters will not be the only issue discussed at the Rome meeting with 13 of his coalition counterparts. He said that the battle to eradicate IS is ongoing.
There are numerous questions right now about what's next as we go forward. First mission, finish off ISIS physical caliphate. That is still underway. The fight's not over against ISIS. It's not over. It goes on. There's been tough fighting the last week with ISIS.
Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Monday he's had talks with the United States about the possibility of annexing Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank. But in a rare note of discord between the staunch allies, the White House said his claim was false. Netanyahu spoke during a closed-door meeting with lawmakers from his right-wing Likud party. He said, "On the subject of applying sovereignty, I can say that I have been talking to the Americans about it for some time." But the White House said reports that the United States discussed with Israel an annexation plan for the West Bank are false. The U.S. and Israel have never discussed such a proposal, and President Trump's focus remains squarely on his Israeli-Palestinian peace initiative. Melting ice sheets in Greenland and Antarctica are accelerating sea level rise at a rate faster than previously thought. A study published in Monday's Proceedings of the National Academies of Sciences says new satellite research shows the world's oceans on average will be at least 65 centimeters higher by the end of the century compared to today. The past annual rate of sea level rise has been about 3 millimeters a year. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com. And on the VOA News mobile app, I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.